This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Good morning, Treasure Valley.
Well, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter has been open since the beginning of February now. We are in need of pretty much everything you use in your day-to-day life, times about 500.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, first, Miller, and the generous people of Treasure Valley for keeping the rescue mission lights on and helping us through the summer here.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, I want to say this, and I mean this sincerely. In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, good morning. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. You know, I've been waiting for our guest to come back and join us for quite some time. Former State Senator Nicole LaFavor with us at 580 KIDO. And I've been thinking about you a lot lately.
Well?
I think that's a good thing. They're good thoughts. You know, a lot of people sit back and they think to themselves, you know, when they're off work, they think about, vacations or the lawn or something like that. But I've been thinking about you a lot. And I can't wait for my now, come on. Don't be so hesitant there. I can't wait for my first question here to you.
I see. You've been thinking of questions to ask.
Yes.
I got it.
What else do I have to do?
I don't know.
We all
make the world a better place.
We live for this show, do we not? At least one of us does.
That's good.
Okay.
Someone should. It's true.
So I'm looking at with the recent developments in the state of Idaho with the federal judge and everything else, I think we can proudly say that we've ended discrimination, and you've won, and I've lost. I mean, haven't you all won now with the getting rid of the marriage thing?
Well, I think the courts are for sure going to do that. It's just. I mean, there's just no way the Constitution allows that kind of different treatment for one group of people versus another, and denial of a lot of rights and responsibilities that are really critical to raising families and living in today's society. But we have not added the words in Idaho. They, you know, our laws still say, you know, it's all right if you discriminate against gay and transgender people. They're silent on the issue of whether people can be fired, can be evicted from their apartments, or denied service in a restaurant just because they're gay. And unfortunately, that really has to change.
Well, in reality, though, you would have to say it's been a huge swing towards your direction concerning this court ruling. And can't they? And maybe they're not related technically, but in general, they would be. If you rule that Idaho's wedding amendment is unconstitutional and same-sex couples can marry in the state, that's a huge boost for the Add the Words movement, and who in their right mind would discriminate against someone in the same state where people can, of the same sex, marry legally?
Well, because it's not illegal to do that.
I mean, am I naive?
Unfortunately, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I mean, and actually in this state, there are very few people, I would say, who continue to discriminate and who hold really negative attitudes towards gay people, because most people have gay people in their families or transgender people in their families, and they're very comfortable with the thing. In fact, 80%+ of people in Idaho think it should be illegal to fire people, evict them, and deny them service just because they're gay. And so really, it's not entirely a question of the fact that, yeah, the vast majority of Idahoans think the right thing to do is to end discrimination. That's, I think, really, really clear. I think what is unclear is if the laws don't address the issue, then those very few people who remain who would fire us, who would evict us, who would commit hate crimes and deny us service, they are allowed to do that.
At 580 KIDO, if that's the case, if we are to believe what you said, that 80% of people here in Idaho are in fact in favor of Add the Words.
And this was a Republican pollster. This was not anybody else. It was a trusted pollster.
And you're a former politician. Are you a recovering politician, or do you still consider yourself a politician?
I never considered myself a politician.
Well, you ran for office. What would that be? You ran for Congress.
I was trying to serve the state.
All right. Well, as a former state servant and a current state servant, how about that at 580 KIDO? What about the idea that if the politicians truly believe that 80% of the people were in favor of adding the words, wouldn't they pass that because it's based on political expediency? Not whether they believe it or not, but because it's going to garner them votes and support.
Well, that's the question that I asked them. But unfortunately, because folks in the state house have a tendency not to trust data of any kind on any issue, much less this issue, they tend to still believe that all their constituents are anti-gay. And I think this year probably changed a lot of that because they saw people saying, yeah, people are getting arrested in the state house to try and get you to actually even just listen to their stories and hold a hearing. Gosh, a hearing on the bill to finally say that it's illegal to fire, you know, evict and deny service to gay and transgender people. But, you know, at this point, you know, it's oh, now I forgot where it was going.
It's okay. It happens to me a lot at 580 KIDO.
It's too early.
But you did break the law in proving your point, right? I mean, your folks were arrested.
Well, we came to be heard, and instead of hearing us, yes, they chose to arrest us.
Well, but you were disturbing the peace.
We were simply standing silently with our hands over our mouths in doorways.
Right, but you were blocking the doorways. That's against the law.
It is.
So you're a lawbreaker.
Apparently.
Oh, come on. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, I've got another question for you, and we'll have people call in.
What was the question that you were just asking me?
I think the question I was asking you is, you've won, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, you've won.
No, not until the folks who serve in that Capitol building decide to actually address the issue of what happens with those few people who continue to discriminate.
Right, but can you disagree with the gay lifestyle and not be anti-gay?
Gay lifestyle. What is that?
Well, the same-sex marriage.
I'm not married, and I'm ostensibly gay or bisexual or whatever.
But can I sit there and say to myself, look, I disagree with that. Does that make me anti-gay?
You disagree with what?
I disagree with same-sex couples marrying.
Oh, okay.
Does that make me anti-gay?
Yes.
It makes me anti-gay to express my opinions in America.
You are who you are. I would call you anti-gay for holding that belief because obviously you don't believe that I am worthy or equal. And as, you know, an LGBT person, I would expect to have a person believe that I should have the same rights and responsibilities as other people.
Right. But you said that was guaranteed in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. And the courts will say, all right, those churches who want to marry gay people finally can. And it will actually hold the weight of law and not just be, you know, a ceremony that happens and comes with nothing, which has been for thousands and thousands of couples for a very long time.
Well, what if the churches disagree with that? Are they anti-gay?
Well, the churches get to do whatever they want, and they can be as anti-gay as they want, and they don't have to marry anyone, no matter what the law says. You know, that's the beauty of the Constitution, is it says that a church can't be forced to seal or marry anyone it doesn't want to. So
580-5436, 580-KIDO. I've got some more questions for you. You don't have to. I'm sure you do. Well, you know, it's been a while. I've missed you. It gets lonely in this room.
Really?
Can you imagine spending your days every morning by yourself, literally, maybe figuratively, in a room?
Yeah. Yeah, I do notice the large help sign. Do you point that outward?
Well, that's a prop. See, you've noticed something, and those watching on the video cameras at home understand that. We start with our friend Pro-Life at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yes. Well, I think discrimination is good because I discriminate against adulterers, fornicators, pornographers, and thieves.
Well, now, what's your question?
Well, my question is, you know, is there any limit to, and I want Nicole to answer this, is there any limit to to what we can do sexually and have it legal? You know, should bestiality be legal?
All right, we don't have to go into detail. We got your point.
All right.
I don't know how that got connected with this issue.
We're
just talking about humans here. We're just talking about people.
Well, anyway, I've always been for having the legislature take up add the words. I have been after them, and the Republicans are so wimpy. They will not listen to Nicole and her friends they should have that in the legislature.
Why? Thank you so much. And I appreciate the strawberries you've given me over the years from your wonderful strawberry production facility.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sitting there saying not for him to talk about bestiality. Now he's your best friend, and I'm anti-gay.
No, I'm not her best friend.
No.
I think she's wrong in being sexually liberal. I think God's law and natural law should rule.
Oh, here comes the sperm and the egg.
Yeah, the sperm and the egg. That's right.
When sperm meets the egg, yes.
But anyway, men and women fit together. Girls don't fit together, and boys don't fit together. So it's just wrong, and people should be able to discriminate in that way. But, you know, we have never, our legislature is so wimpy that they won't take it up.
I know. Yeah, they are. And not even listen to people's stories, because I think people would learn a lot if we actually had a public hearing. That's the point of a public hearing, is if you have questions and you don't understand or like the bill, you learn more about it and see how it's affecting people's lives not to have this in place.
All right, Pro-Life, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Take care.
You know why they don't want to have a hearing, though? It would be a show. It would be drama. It would be all these sorts of things.
Well, yeah, and the few anti-gay people who would be very upset with them if they passed the bill would be upset with them when they went home. And now I think they're realizing that the number of people who are upset for not doing it is probably large enough that they're going to have to take care of it. So
we go to Steve in Nampa at 580KIDEO with former state senator Nicole Lefevre and Kevin Miller. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Nicole. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Nicole. I think it's wonderful that you're able to get out and raise your opinion and speak your mind and exercise the First Amendment. I have to say, though, that I vehemently disagree with you regarding your statement that 80% of the people of Idaho are in favor of adding the words. I would say it's probably more like 20% at the most. I would like to know exactly which poll this is from, and if you have a website that you could direct us to go look at it, and I will do the research and find out where this data that you claim comes from. I'd like to know a little bit about that.
Well, those are the numbers that the ACLU has been using, and I will say that I have seen early parts of the poll, and it was very strong, and I think actually it's probably more accurate to say that fewer than 20 oppose the idea of adding the words. I believe that those who really don't care if we add the words or not are put in with the 80%. So,
well, you know, ACLU tends to be a left-leaning organization.
They used a Republican pollster, I promise you.
He's probably a liberal Republican pollster.
Well, what's the name of that pollster?
Name me some Boise ones, and I'll tell you. I can't remember off the top
of
my head.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't remember, and yet you're going to go on the air with that data.
It's not my poll. I'm using someone else's poll.
You're the one who's citing it.
He does have a poll there.
Well, go ahead and ask the ACLU for the numbers. I know they have them.
No, you ask them, and you could come back on the air with the proof that, you know, I mean, you're the one who bears the burden of proof, really. I mean, you're the one who's trying to change
our
paradigm.
Okay, prior to that, we had asked in a BSU public policy survey, and that was a good 4 years, I believe, earlier. And the numbers were a majority in both political parties, including the Republican Party. And that was even 4 years earlier. And that is online, if you want to look at that information.
Well, you know, I was a little surprised, but actually I shouldn't have been, that you called Kevin anti-gay because he believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. That sort of ad hominem attack is right out of a liberal playbook, and it's not. Go ahead and chuckle. That's another little chip jab right out of the liberal playbook.
Liberal playbook. What is that?
The liberal playbook. Yes.
I've not seen one. I think you should send one to me.
The people that have no understanding of history, how our government works,
really,
how it's supposed to work. Exactly. For instance, the people of Idaho overwhelmingly voted to keep the definition of marriage between a man and a woman, and yet an activist judge overturned it. And now we're in court.
Not overwhelmingly. It was not like it was far from the strongest vote in the nation. Far, far.
It's and what, 63%?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's
overwhelming. 63% is far more than like a 51-49 split.
However,
the point is that, you know, you guys, and I, you know what, to be honest, I really don't care if someone's gay. But I don't see the need to have a gay agenda forced down the throats of people who aren't.
Wait.
Nobody ever comes up to me and asks me, hey, Steve, are you heterosexual?
I'm just being asked to be left alone, to be allowed to live in peace.
Well,
to
no,
be allowed
you've called me anti-gay for expressing my views.
Well, you asked me. I wouldn't call you that. I don't go around calling people things. You asked
just
me.
Said it.
I'm trying to figure out what I am. That's all.
Up to you.
Our
I'm not going
to
tell someone what they are.
Was designed to protect the rights of the people. We are.
And I'm not a person.
I didn't say you were. See, there you go again. There's your lovely little ad hominem attack right out of it. You know, because you don't have any facts. You don't have anything.
Really?
When someone presents something that flies in the face of the liberal belief system, of the gay agenda belief system.
Gay agenda belief system? Tell me what this is. Just describe it, and I'm delighted to hear. What is the gay agenda?
What it is to try to change our society to accept the definition of words, terms, concepts, things that are the pillars upon which our society was built upon. That is where I'm going at. And
I just don't want to be fired for being gay. That's all.
Well, I don't want to be fired for being anti-gay. Steve, thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Much more coming up next. Let's get you to, the microphone can pick that up, by the way. The microphone can pick that
sorry.
Up. Oh, it's all right. 580-KIDO. Let's get you to, Steve, thank you for the call. Let's get you to work safely.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Former State Senator Nicola Favor in studio with us as we continue on. And you had a few questions for the audience.
I did?
You said, what's the gay agenda?
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what the gay agenda is?
I would.
Well, but you would know the gay agenda.
How would I know the gay agenda?
Because you're gay. Well, so you know the agenda.
So every gay person gets together and decides what their agenda is? No.
It's like the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
It's your version of it.
I don't usually go off on those sorts of things. No, I respect people as people, and other people should. I think that's the gay agenda.
We go to Amy in CUNA at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello?
Hello, Amy. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just have a quick question. With all the laws that you're trying to create and make it...
Hello, Amy.
With all the people that are trying... I'm sorry. I lost the phone there. With all the laws that you want to create and have gay marriage and people are not discriminated against, I don't believe they're actually discriminated against, but... Being married should happen in a church or by a clergyman or someone who's in that sort of a position. There shouldn't be any reason for any couple to have a certificate from the government to be married. So what does it matter?
I guess that depends on your perspective, because when you are married, there are a lot of things that occur in terms of taxes, in terms of all kinds of things, and people who are married are treated differently in the law than people who aren't. They're when they die, when we're dealing with joint property, there are all kinds of legal issues that are involved.
But those can be written down in a will beforehand if the people took the time to
benefit to married couples to have these things, because if someone does pass away, it makes it a lot easier for the family to take care of the matters. So
I'm married, and even though my husband owns a business, no matter what, the law would state that it wouldn't be mine because he only owns 50%. So that could be taken away from me whether I'm married or not. So the law really doesn't help, regardless.
It does help a lot of people.
I think that we're going down the wrong road there. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess you have a little different definition
of
marriage. Yeah.
The government should have nothing to do with marriage. If a gay couple wants to get married, they can have a ceremony of their own. Who's to stop them?
Well, that is true. Lots of people have done that, but unfortunately, we really don't get any of the benefits.
All right. Thank you,
benefits,
Amy.
So.
We go to Patriot Ray at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, and Ms. Lefevre.
Good morning.
My question is, if you want to be left alone and you don't want to be discriminated against, then you change the rules and the laws of the country that say that if you're cohabitating or if you're just friends, that you can have the same tax benefits or whatever. Quit trying to change the rules of marriage between a man and a woman. And also, if you want to be left alone, then why don't you guys leave businesses alone who refuse to do your bake a cake, like a company in Colorado and Oregon, have been sued by the gay individuals because they wouldn't bake them a cake. Now, they'll sell them pastries. They just don't agree in the lifestyle. They don't want to bake that cake. And so they get sued, and business is taken away because you say discrimination. So boycott that business. That's a horrible situation, Ms. Lefevre. So I would never support you because of those facts that have come out many times.
You know, as far as marriage goes, marriage actually, states pass laws to ban gay people from getting married because most people looked at their laws and they were like, yeah, just people can get married. And so, honestly, we're not asking for more laws. We're just asking for the law to recognize us as well. And so,
no, you're asking for special treatment because you want to live a deviant lifestyle, as far as I'm concerned. I'm
my lifestyle is pretty boring.
That's the way I see it. And I'm supposed to be entitled to my view, but if I do, then I'm a homophobe. But well, I have been married for 48 years to the same woman, not a man. Now, my wife's not married to a woman. We are individuals that fit like a puzzle, not fit like you have to force a round peg into a square hole. So, Ms. Lefevre, you're going about this wrong. If you just want to be left alone and your lifestyle accepted, then just change the rules that allow you to have the benefit of sharing property or burying your individual in a certain plot or whatever. But don't try to change the rule of marriage.
Nobody's trying to change marriage. We're just trying to
keep
it simple.
You're trying to make it between a woman and a woman or a man and a man. You are changing it.
There's nothing to say it wasn't originally like that.
And you're forcing it down our throats. You're not trying to be beneficial to your group. And when they sue companies who don't agree,
everyone lives
too,
with gay people
okay
around them all the time. And, you know, most people don't even know we're there. Gay and transgender people are everywhere. And they're in lots of people's families.
Know you're there.
What's that?
Then leave it alone if they don't know you're there.
Yeah, well,
what
if you're not safe, you do
go
live
ahead,
a quiet life.
Go ahead and change the rules to allow you to share property or to bury your client or your partner or whatever you want to call them and do those things. But don't change the definition of a man and a woman being married.
Actually, our state had to write in a new definition of it being a man and a woman. It wasn't originally that way. And so, really,
you know,
honestly, we're asking for that recent law to be taken off.
Anything else that you keep trying to push around is not, we don't agree with you. This is a Judeo-Christian country, and it's been that way. And
oh,
then you're trying
I think
to
we have a very important separation of church and state.
You know, that church and state separation was to keep the church or the state from forcing you to have a certain church. That's it. That's the only reason it's put in there.
Which it
but
should
don't try
be.
To change the rule things. Come on. Get with it. Okay? I'm done. Thank you.
All right, Patriot Ray. More coming up next at 580KIDO.
News before Ramsey. Weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. We go to the Kansas Ninja Twitter. Kevin, your guest is forgetting that Idaho is a red state. Adding the words is unpopular except in the north end of Boise, not the whole state. He's talking about our friend, former state senator, former candidate for Congress, Nicole Lefevre, with us at 580KIDO. How do you respond to that, that from the Kansas Ninja via Twitter at 580KIDO?
You know, the vast majority of families in Idaho, you know, have gay and transgender family members, and you know, people have friends, they work with folks, and that's really just not the case anymore. People, you know, recognize that people are people, and for the most part, people are very respectful, and I think support the idea that, you know, it isn't okay to fire, evict, and to deny service to people just because they're gay or transgender.
To the phones, we go to Ronnie in Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, dude, what's up? I've got a suggestion for you, and then I've got two questions for you, too. Maybe you can help me, all right?
Okay.
First one is the use your words thing. I don't know if that's the best idea for you guys to do because I saw it on the news, and it reminds me of when I was a kid. That's what my mom would just yell at me all the time. Ronnie, use your words, and I just don't think it's a good idea for your campaign.
To call it add the words?
Huh?
To call it add the words.
Oh, add the words. I thought it was use your words.
No, it's add the words. Just add the words to the law so we're included
in it. Okay, well, that fixes that. But my question to you, my first one is, if you've got a sticker on your car that says a blue girl, red state, does that mean right there, is that like a message to everybody?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a good way to get my car vandalized at trailheads, but yeah.
That's what I told my friend. I said, dude, that just means she's gay. That she's just saying she's gay. And he's like, no, it means she doesn't vote a certain way. And I'm like, no. So I'm glad I know that now.
It's the voting thing. Yeah, it's the voting thing.
Oh, it's not the gay thing, huh?
No.
Kevin said that you're gay. Is that true?
I have, I lived for 12 years with a female partner, yes.
Uh-huh. Personally, I have no problem with it. Chicks that want to be with chicks does not bother me at all. I don't like guys with guys, so that gives me the heebie-jeebies. But my question to you, and you might be able to help me because Kevin never did, my girlfriend turned to a girl, and I'm trying to win her back.
Oh, wow. You know, I really think that it doesn't matter what the gender of the person you're with. If, you know, if they end up with someone else, it's pretty hard just to make them feel something different than what they feel, you know.
Do you think there's a chance for me? Do you think I should? Because I think I've got a lot more to offer than this other chick.
Yeah,
does,
you've
you
got
know?
A lot more to offer, you stalker. All right, thanks for the call. We continue on at 580KIDO. We go to Mel in Boise. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just barely turned on my radio to hear not this last caller, the previous caller. And my comment is, and my rhetorical question is, I wonder why it is that people who disagree today have to do it with such anger. Why is it that, you know, Patriot Bob or whoever it was that called two calls ago has to, you know, put down Miss LaFaver's lifestyle or anyone else's lifestyle and call it deviant? And there's such anger in his voice. I don't get that. And it reminds me of a time I live in Boise and I work large part out of state. And so I don't really get in. I don't really, you know, I'm not really aware of everything. I don't really, you know, keep, you know, real close tabs on what's going on just because I'm gone so much. But one time I found this video of a woman being accosted in the state house with her hand over her mouth. And she was being screamed at by a man who was accusing her of being filled with hate.
You know anything about that?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, was that you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was astounded. And all I wanted to do was stand by your side.
Thanks for saying that.
So what happened?
Well, what we did in doing our protests was we would come in to the state house in a group of whatever size, from sometimes 3 to sometimes 55 people. And we would stand and wait for them to give us a hearing and wait for them to come and look at us and listen to our stories.
Well, you were blocking the doorways, though.
Uh-huh. And so they would choose to arrest us instead.
But you were breaking the law.
We were, but that was a pretty easy thing to fix. All they needed to do was have a hearing, and we're out of the way. So we were arrested frequently, but sometimes when we stood, we had to stand for hours and hours. And there was a film crew that had heard about our first set of arrests back on, I think, February 3rd. And Cami Pavicek and Michael Goff came and began filming what happened in the state house each time we were there. And there were times where I don't even remember them being there, and they saw things that I would never remember or would, you know, I mean, it's just a surreal experience to have that happen in your life, to have somebody there taking pictures of it. But they were there one day when a man did come, and he was talking to a group of people who were standing in vigil silently in the middle of the rotunda. And I was tending them, you would say, just making sure everything was okay, because wherever we were, we'd often have a lot of people walking by. And when they did, you know, most people were very supportive, and they'd say thumbs up or thank you or whatever. But this man came, and he was very angry, and he started yelling at, you know, basically little old ladies and clergy members and different people who were standing there in vigil. And I needed him to stop harassing them. So I spoke to him and tried to get him to move away from them. And so on film, and this movie is going to be playing on Sunday, actually. It's a very rare thing. It hasn't been released yet, but there'll be an early screening on the Egyptian Sunday night, and a person can get tickets to that. I think at the Egyptian or at the door. But that was a very surreal experience. But you do have a chance to see some of the things that happened to us.
All right, Mel.
In there.
Thank you for the call. Quickly to Jody at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller, former state senator Nicole LaFaver at 580KIDO. Hello, Jody.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. My question for you, ma'am, is the view of just tradition and marriage having such a long and very religious tradition, and how that affects basically gay and lesbians struggle to kind of change that tradition. Is that something that, I mean, in your mind kind of lends to the struggle, that maybe that there's an aspect or a viewpoint to where maybe you understand that, okay, yeah, you want to have the benefits of a marriage and stuff like that, but not maybe label it as a marriage just out of respect for people who hold that traditional viewpoint?
You know, for a while I did advocate that sort of thing, but in the end it started to seem kind of odd. I mean, we've had a long history of a country that where some people aren't really, you know, it's not very fair to make people drink at a separate drinking fountain. I mean, why do we need a separate institution? It's really, we're asking for the same thing. Why not just extend that to us? It seems like an extra step to try and create something different when really all we want is the same simple thing. And it really, I mean, it's not like a finite resource where if gay people get married too, there are fewer marriages left for straight couples. It's just a simple thing, and it helps you make arrangements for your family. It helps with legal matters. It just makes life a lot more simple.
Right. No, I mean, like I said, I understand the rights aspect of it. My only kind of hesitation on it is, you know, you could use the example of separate drinking fountains and stuff like that. But this is kind of a very, very long traditional and all throughout the world in different societies. And never before that I know of has there been any kind of marriage institution between two people of same sex. So in that regard, I just kind of wonder if
actually,
you know,
marriage has changed in a fair bit. I mean, women were basically bought and are sold to their husbands for a very long time. Traditional
right.
marriage was not really, I mean, it's very different than it used to be, thankfully.
All right, Jody, thank you for the call. We'll come up back next. Traffic at 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Former State Senator Nicole LaFaver with us. Back to the phones. Jason in Meridian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Ms. LaFaver, I just wanted to say that I appreciate how you're able to stay so calm with an issue that you're so passionate about. It really helps your cause a lot. But I do want to say, I kind of want to address the other caller who was talking about why people with traditional views get so angry and come across, you know, so just the way they are about that. I think it's because we don't know how to balance our views. I agree with everything that Patriot Ray was saying, but I also support and I appreciate what you're doing, trying to protect the rights of gay employees to not be fired because they're gay. That makes sense to me. But what about the rights for someone else to be able to express their views as well? How do we balance that? How would you suggest that?
I think that's a really important question. I think people just need to be able to express their views. But the really important thing to remember, I think, is that when people open businesses, they basically agree to operate in a community with the point of serving, really, honestly, the community. And a business license is an agreement to provide a fee or provide a service for a fee or goods and to, you know, treat your employees in a certain fashion. And so, really, honestly, society functions better if you know, there are protections and people are treated fairly in those contexts. And so it is an imposition on people to have to follow anti-discrimination laws, not to fire people who are of different religions just because they're of that religion, not to, you know, fire the women just because they're women, or to say that, you know, they're not going to serve someone because they're black. And so those are in positions, but there are certain times we function in the public sphere where really, as for a civilized society to function, we really need to respect each other in that way and provide those services when they're requested.
All right, Jason, thank you for the call. That'll have to be the last word. Senator, thank you.
Well, thank you, and I hope that folks actually take the time to watch the movie. There's a lot of powerful stuff in there. And also to learn a little bit more, talk to the gay people that you know and the transgender people that you know. You know, I think this state is an amazing place, and it can respect people.
580KIDL, let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Dave. 759, 580KIDO. We'll talk a little bit about Iraq, the Meridian Levy, your calls next at 580KIDO. Serving M.